from R. Just Measures Radio is on the air.
All systems go.
Path has led you to the Tinker's Shop here on Just Measures Radio. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
Well, good evening, all my friends out here in JMR land, and to all those who are listening in the future to either the podcast or the archives, welcome. Yes, tonight is, what is it here? It's the 22nd of March of 2014. Here we are, same time, same place as always. So, yes, it's been quite a week here. Last night, I have to admit, was a little bit unusual. We did the sit-in for Concrete, and so did a little bit of musical madness for the evening. Hopefully, everyone can hear me okay here. Let me take here a peek in the chat room. Yes, Iowa Cat, what are we being educated on this evening? Well, we'll see. I've been feeling pretty puny for the day here, so I've been kind of on a case of what shall we do tonight? Probably just be kind of, a little bit talking around the edges on everything. I know I'm getting a new project started today that I'm going to have Tinkerbell helping me photo document it tomorrow. Yeah, because something I've talked about doing for a while, and what we're going to be doing, and we'll be probably presenting it this next week, and I'll probably be merrily gobbling while we're doing it. Doing up some, let's see, what would you call it? Ukrainian sausage. So, took the afternoon today and mixed the meats and the spices, and so that's sitting in a large bowl, cooling tonight, so the flavors can all meld. That'll be probably the topic next week. How to mix and make, how to stuff sausages, and how to go ahead and smoke them. A little bit more of an ambitious project. Also, tonight I'm probably going to go ahead and kind of do somewhat of a back step. We'll be going back to the Brewing 101 page, because I had talked about this before, that I was going to, one of these nights, come back in and just run through the process of, the traditional process of brewing. Okay, so, well, while we do this, I think what I'll do here is I'm just going to go ahead and slip a couple pieces of music in here to start with, just as a celebration of spring, and as some of the discussion has been on Time Bomb 2000 this week, it was the holiday of Ostara, or Ostara. I guess you could say the equinox celebration. So, let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and put this in and gather my thoughts a little bit more, and then we'll proceed from there.
Spring, praise to all living things, praise. creatures now sing. Hope is renewed with the coming of the spring. Return from darkness and the wise grow within. Return to the maiden and creation begin. It's a time for things growing, a time now for flowing, time now for sowing the seeds of your dream. So praise to the spring, praise to all living things, praise to the maiden and the joy that she brings, praise to the earth, let all the creatures now sing. Hope is renewed with the coming of the spring. The heart fires are stirring with the new life returning. It's time now for learning what rebirth truly means. And we honor ourselves and all the fairies and elves. May we dance and ring bells for the coming of the spring. So praise to the spring, praise to all living things, praise to the maiden and the joy that she brings, praise to the earth, let all the creatures now sing. Hope is renewed with the coming of the spring. So open your heart to nature's wondrous art. It's time now to start the healing of the green. The young rabbits abound, and there's flowers all around. The air is filled with the sound of the coming of the spring. Spring, praise to all living things, praise to the maiden and the joy that she brings, praise to the earth and all the creatures now sing. Hope is renewed with the coming of the spring.
South and further west portions of the country here, spring has been arriving for what, a couple weeks now, and this week we've had we've had some nicer weather too. The snow is almost gone. You know, basically we just have piles left of the white stuff. Lots of mud. So, as a matter of fact, yes, you know, about stuff disappearing off the ground here. What was it? Yeah, it was yesterday. my lady and I, we went out to the garden and peeled back some of the straw that we put over the carrot bed, just to, you know, kind of check the status of things there. And she actually managed to pull out probably, oh, I'd say a good pound or 2 pounds of carrots from the garden. And it's unbelievable how sweet those are after they've, you know, been in the ground through the winter. They keep on wanting to grow little by little. So it's getting there. It's almost time. I started a few seeds this week, and over this next week, we're going to be getting a lot of our, shall we say, colder weather plants started, so we can get them out there probably, probably by end of April. And it'll be potato planting time soon, too, so it's coming along. Well, that puts me in mind for another one. Yeah, like I said, I'm kind of like, been feeling kind of puny today, so it's been one of those days where I've just been kind of, when I can, I've been kicking back and trying to relax a bit, and enjoying the sun. So I'm going to go ahead with a little bit of Stan Rogers here just to give people kind of a little bit more nudge towards, shall we say, the looking forward to the planting season. Field behind the plow.
Straight dark rows, feel the trickle in your clothes, blow the dust kicked from your nose, hear the tractor's steady roar. Oh, you can't stop now, there's a quarter section more or less to go. And it figures that the rain keeps its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, but you guess you've got a while. So ease the throttle out of air. Every rod's a gain, and there's victory in every quarter mile. Poor old Koozie down the road, the heartache came and hoppers brought him down. He gave it up and went to town. And Emmett Pierce the other day took a heart attack and died at 42. You could see it coming on, 'cause he worked as hard as you. In an hour, maybe more, you'll be wet clear through. The air is cooler now, pull your hat brim further down, and watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground. Any good, the money just might cover all the loans you've mortgaged all you own. Buy the kids a winter coat, take the wife back east for Christmas if you can. All summer she hangs on when you're so tied to the land. but at least there's rain, so this won't be barren ground when September rolls around. So watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark roads. Put another season's promise in the ground.
Try that now.
Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark roads. Put another season's promise in the ground.
One song that, well, I don't know, there's something about that. It's, you know, the dust from the plowing and whatnot just seems to get into the eyes. Gives one a little bit of a case of leaky eyeballs. So, and, yes, I should mention it too, you know, since I'm kind of doing a little bit more of a free form tonight. Oh, and I saw that Tinkerbell mentioned it here in the chat. The grandson today, he had his very first competition for his marksmanship training. He's been doing that for about, I think it's what, the last 8 or 10 weeks. And when they came in, well, Tinkerbell comes in and says, "Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know, Grandpa. Yeah. Jake didn't win, but he came in second." So, considering that's the first time he's been actually doing anything in a contest, I have to say he did darn good. You know, his uncle there was saying, "Well, you know, hey, you know, if you don't win first prize, you're the first loser." He did good. So, that I have to say kudos to him. And as a matter of fact, for the competition, he only lost by 2 points for first place. So, I would count that as a victory. So, anyway, I suppose probably at this point I should probably settle down here and, shall we say, go ahead and carry on with some of the stuff I've talked about here in the past of needing to do. So let's do this. Said that I was going to talk a little bit more on the brewing part. So let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and paste this in here. Okay, there. Went to the chat room here, and I pasted in for the web address out here at www.arlen-tower.com. Tinker Shop, and then for the brew page. I'll give everybody a few seconds here to manage to meander over there for those who are interested. This is a page where we've been at before in the past. Where what we'll need to do though is scroll about, I'd say about two-thirds of the way down. And what we're looking for here is the section where I have labeled traditional brewing flow chart. This kind of ties in as well to what we were talking about last night when I was, you know, subbing for Concrete. And like I'd said, you know, currently what with the way the rules and the laws are, we can't be doing any home distillation. You know, obviously, because both the federal and the state authority, you know, they always want to get their cut and everything else. But right now, we can talk about brewing, brewing is legal. You know, you can make, you know, fairly significant amount of wines and beers and, you know, sodas at home. This flow chart here, though, is just basically, like I said, for the traditional style of brewing, which would be for beer. And it kind of, you know, it's a fairly simple drawing here. I know it's not, you know, super high quality and whatnot, but it functions. So let's go here up here at the top here, and for this is basically for brewing beer. So up here at the top, you've got a couple blocks. One's labeled water, the other's labeled malt. You know, water is pretty self-explanatory. It just needs to be clean, and you know, hopefully as pure as possible. Your malt, that is your malted grains, whether it be barley, wheat. Actually, there's some wines that have been done with, or some beers that have been done, even with corn. Around the world, you know, there's places where you see corn beers. Again, what happens when they malt them, it's basically the process. Whoops. Here, hold on just one moment. Okay, I'm back. I love this cough button. That way I'm not going to bust anybody's eardrums. Anyway, like I was saying, when you malt grains of any sort, it starts sprouting them, and that sprouting process starts to convert some of the starches that are in your grain into both simple and complex sugars. And that's what is fermented. And like I said, after they're malted, they're dried and in preparation for making your mash. And that brings us down here to the next section here, where it's called the mash tun. Well, the mash tun is where you combine your water and your malt, and traditionally in beer making, in large scale, they literally just take the water, the malt, and they'll cook them for, you know, a set period of time. Barley malt is the one that'll have the amylase enzyme in it. Some of the other grains have that as well, but not as much. So if a person is going to be brewing beer, you'll want to either add the amylase enzyme to it if you're, you know, not using barley. Otherwise, you can use probably, I would say, good guesstimate is, you know, 10 to 20% minimum barley when you're going to be making your mash to brew beer with. And like I said, there's a actual set schedule of temperatures when you're making your beer mash or your extract, to where you bring the temperature up to certain set points. There's a stage there that's referred to as the protein rest. It's when the proteins in your sweet wort to be are starting to convert. When you bring it up a little bit higher, that's when the amylase enzymes kick in and start basically starting to digest the proteins and the starches to create sugars. Okay, and slight difference here, commercially, that step is alone in and of itself. And they also take the hops and do an extract of the flavoring agents, basically the same way. They'll boil the hops in water so they can have a standardized hoppiness level. Okay, after you're in the commercial aspect, what they'll do is once the grains have been steeped and processed and start and mashed, they'll go ahead and run those into what they call a copper. They also will put in their hop extracts. In the copper, that's where you are doing your initial boil. And again, the in the commercial form, they'll literally run it, they'll, you know, gently boil it for anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. Home brewing, it's at this point usually where you will go ahead and put your hops in to your liquid, your sweet wort. And with the home brews, people will actually go ahead and put hops in at different stages. It controls both the flavor and the bitterness of the beer and the aroma. Again, the commercial ones, they just basically run the stuff together, cook it up, and after they've cooked it up for the requisite amount of time, they'll run it through what they call a hop back, which is basically where they strain and filter everything out. Once that's done, they'll run it through a heat exchanger, which cools it down rapidly, and they then bring it into the fermentation tank. So, and in the fermentation tank, what they do is they bring the temperature down to below roughly, I'd say probably into the 80 degree range. A lot of times, I've cheated a few times and thrown my hops in, my yeast in when it's up in the mid 90s. Of course, that can be a bit touchy because if you get your yeast in too soon, if your liquid is too hot, it'll basically kill the yeast and it won't take off like it should. Generally speaking, like I said, they usually cool it down into the 80 degree range. There, your yeast isn't going to be shocked and killed by the heat. Of course, it takes a little bit longer for it to get going. And yeah, the commercial brewers, they're probably working with 10,000 gallons at a time, so they have to be a little more careful. You know, home brewer, yeah, it's still, you know, a significant cost for the home brewer, but you can sometimes get a little bit more adventurous and run it a little bit more risky and put your yeast in a little bit warmer, but they both work well. So anyway, once you get your yeast into your sweet wort when it's cooled, it's at that point where you go ahead and let it ferment. Again, fermenting can be kind of an odd process. There are times when I've already had beer go to completion, you know, in other words, ready to rack it over to a clarifying vessel in just over 2 days. But that's a rarity. Usually, when you're home brewing beer, you're probably looking at least 5 days of brewing time. If it's a little bit cooler, you can run closer to 10 days. But it's always good. And as the gentleman who I've quoted before has said, relax, sit back, have a home brew beer. So that's what you need to do. Okay, and again, like I said, with the commercial brews, they will literally filter the beers once it's through doing the majority of the fermentation. They'll filter them out. They'll either bottle them or they'll go right to a cask or a barrel. For home brewers, like I said, I use a secondary container. Once the majority of the fermentation is done, I'll go ahead and siphon it across or drain it, depending on which primary fermenter I have it in. I'll go ahead and move it to a secondary container. Generally, this is one that I do that is somewhat of a quote-unquote no-no, because everybody always says, no, you can't expose light to beer, or beer to light. But what I have is actually a 25-liter glass jar that I picked up in Germany when I was there back in the 1970s, and it's a giant, looks almost like an inverted tulip shape. And what I do is I, you know, drain my beer from my primary fermenter into that one, and I'll put a airlock back on that, and I'll just leave it set for several days just to let any of the fine yeasts drop out and any other crud. At that point, once it's clarified somewhat, then I go ahead and bottle it. So, like I said, that was basically just a quickie overview on this. And actually, tonight's archive, I'll probably just go ahead and link that to the Brewing 101 page here that we just had everybody out here at. Okay, so why don't we do this? It's about 20 after the hour, so I think I'm just going to throw another tune or two in here just because. It's kind of a night where it's a little bit more of a mellow evening, and we don't have the doom and gloom that we had yesterday evening. I had to follow up, so I can go ahead and just play things that are a bit more mellow. So, let's see here. So, I think we're just going to do a little bit of Heather Alexander with Heather on the Moor.
I roofed up on a brightly moon, so calm and clear was the weather. Chance are on some miles from home, among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and I'm on the heather. Chance are on some miles from home, among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor. As I roofed along with me hunting song, and me heart as light as any feather, I met a pretty maid upon the way. She was tripping in the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and I'm on the heather. Met a pretty maid upon the way. She was tripping in the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Going to be pretty fair maid, come here, Lord Day, and now tell me whether I'd modestly. She answered me to the feeding of me lands together, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and I'm on the heather, I'd modestly. She answered me to the feeding of me lands together, and it's heather on the moor. I come from far beyond the hill, fetch a lamb straight from tether, but I think I'll stay a while to stay and take me time among the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and I'm on the heather. Think I'll stay a while to stay and take me time among the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Well, we both shook hands and there we sat, for it being the finest day in summer. And we sat till the red setting beams of the sun came sparkling down upon the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and I'm on the heather. Sat till the red setting beams of the sun came sparkling down upon the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Well, I must be gone before it stops, and take the little one with the others. But I'm loath to part, and you is love. I'll long to depart, and brothers, and the tether on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and I'm on the heather. And I'm loath to part from you is love. I'll long to depart, and brothers, and the tether on the moor. She goes, the place and name I know not either. But if I was king, I'd make her queen, the last I met among the heather, and it's the moor over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather. If I was king, I'd make her queen. The last I met, among the heather, and it's heather on the moor.
Years ago, I uttered the phrase too late as a warning that silver and gold prices would soon skyrocket, and thus they have this year. With our current financial predicament, you might want to consider someone who supplies silver American Eagles and other precious metals, a family dealer up in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Just Measures Coin Shop. Call Bobby at 812-305-7091 or click on the link at my homepage at johngaultfla.com.
Hurricanes. Storms, earthquakes, financial collapse, government upheaval. What happens when Walgreens closes? Whom do you turn to? You turn to Kat Ellis and myself, Chuck Hudson, on the Medic Chat, and learn how combat medicine and alternative herbal remedies can help keep you going no matter what. Medic Chat, live 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just Measures Radio Network.
Well, I had to go ahead here and put a couple of the station IDs in there because I have to admit I was a bit remiss here. I got chattering on before and looking at my clock wrong, and I was thinking it was 21 minutes past the hour, and I went and re-looked at it and went, oh, gee, it's 39 past. So, oh yes, I guess when I get yakking and talking, I kind of lose track of the time here. What can you say? Looks like there's some talk here about the Boob Fairy song last night. Well, I don't know if people want to hear that again later before we close. I suppose I could always throw that back in, but I've got another one here that... A little bit more of the Ren Faire music, because that seems to be somewhat popular. This is one done by the Bedlam Bards. And they're a trio, and they get a little bit wild and crazy sometimes. And this one here is called Maids When You're Young. And so, yeah. It's a bit of advice to young ladies. So, this one I don't have to lecture Tinkerbell on, because she's found a guy who's pretty close to her own age rather than finding an old man. So here we go.
An old man came far to me.
Yeah, right. I must have been drunk.
Of course, you're Irish.
Maid, when you're young, never wed an old man. But he's got no belonging, my jill, I own. He's got no belonging, my jill, I own. He's got no belonging,
he's lost his decorum.
Maid, when you're young, never wed an old man.
I must have been sleeping.
Well, of course, it was Sunday. What should I expect?
Maid, when you're young, never wed an old man. For you've got no belonging, my jill, I own. You've got no belonging, my jill, I own. You've got no belonging,
he's lost his decorum. At least
for looking up, no fellas.
Not really.
And when we went to bed, we be in yawn. And when we went to bed, you lay there as in bed.
6 feet under, and he was pushing up the lilies.
Cedric, I thought you were me buddy.
Aye, but she's much cuter.
Maids of your young never wed an old man. For he's got no belonging, my little lion. He's got no belonging, my little lion. He's got no belonging,
he's lost his decorum.
Oh, and he's looking in the right direction now.
Maids of your young never wed an old man.
Oh, what are you doing?
It's really more for me hating bottom down.
Well, someone had to do all the work.
It's really more for me for being young
and more energetic.
She threw her leg over you.
She threw her leg over me. Damn nearly strong.
Oh!
Ben?
Aye.
And when you went to sleep, he being young.
What? Being young while I'm sleeping?
Aye, it's the best time.
It's all the time.
Oh.
When we went to sleep, out of bed I did dream.
Where did you go?
In the arms of a lusty young man. Now he's got a lot of
to the young ladies. Well, tell you what, I'm going to go ahead here and just, since we're doing a kind of edge of the line songs here tonight, got another one here for you. The Lou song. Kind of fun.
I was born in Arkansas. Me mammy was a squaw, pappy hailed from Timbuktu. There's one thing I recall that I hated most of all was that little green shed, our loo. It had a cedar shingle roof, I swear that was the truth. Hinges all rusting and corroding. Was a ghastly shade of green, the worst you've ever seen. It stood there at the bottom of the garden. Well, one day when I was six, I was chopping at some sticks, when a nasty little gleam came to my eye. I ran down to the john and shoved it off the lawn into the river flowing gently by. Soon my pappy called my name. He yelled, hey, what's your game? Why did you shove our privy in the drink? Well, then I shook with fear and shed a little tear. I said it wasn't me, I didn't think. It had a cedar shingle roof, I swear that was truth. Hinges all rusting and corroding.
nasty shade of green, the worst you've ever seen. It stood there at the bottom of the garden. Then my pappy told to me how George Washington felled a tree. Then he went and owned up straight away. And because he told the truth, that honest youth forsooth, his pappy didn't punish him that day. Well, me being a little green, I thought I'd best come clean. So I told my pappy how I sank that shack. Well, with a rebel cry of glee, he hauled me o'er his knee, proceeded to whop me blue and black. It had a cedar shingle roof, I swear that was the truth. Hinges all rusting and corroding. Twas a ghastly shade of green, the worst you've ever seen. It stood there at the bottom of the garden. Since I hadn't told a lie, I asked my pappy why. He sat there and he answered with a frown. Well, George Washington's pappy, he wasn't sitting in the tree when that little bastard went and chopped it down.
Well, like I said, yeah, that was probably, shall we say, edging up to the line, but I figure it's Saturday night. Most kids should be in bed by now. And and it was after 9 o'clock, so I guess we're out of the kids' prime time listening times. So anyway, like I said, tonight was kind of a free form here, so hopefully you've enjoyed the musics. And I know, yes, we still have another 10 minutes, so I can go ahead and yatter on for a while longer here, because I'm sure the grandkids will be getting home from the movie soon. The granddaughter and her friend. They decided they were going to go out and see Divergent tonight. I don't know. Me, I generally don't support too much of the Hollywood stuff anymore. I hate going out to the theaters. Too much packing in there, and you can't pack when you're in there. I'll just put it that way. Well, yes. Anyway, so I know Conk isn't in here tonight, but I'll just go ahead and put this one in here just for him and all the ones who, shall we say, like a little bit of the pipes.
Hark, when the night was falling, hear, the pipes are calling loudly and proudly, calling down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping, now feel the blood a-leaping, high as the spirits of the old Highland men. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, the mountain hame, I may a proud standard gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. Staunch are the friends that greet you kind as the love that shines in fair maiden's eyes. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, the mountain hame, I lay a proud standard gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland brave.
was tempted to hit my mic button there and sing along with it tonight, but I was just like, no, I don't think so. Don't want to wreck a good song. So, well, here we are. We're getting towards the end of the evening here. It's, 5 minutes till the hour. So, what I'll do here, I think, and who knows, maybe I'll get a while to hear up yet and continue. We'll see. But anyhow, thank you all for joining me here tonight, here in the Tinker's Shop, for the 22nd of March, 2014. And I think we're just going to go ahead and close out with another one from Mark Gunn, the Stardust Serenade. Not a whole lot of singing in there, just a lot of nice sound and music. So, please enjoy, and we'll see you all again. Take care. God bless. Thank you.
guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me.
We're rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times?
Till you know what's inside it. Don't push me outside it. Never gonna give it, never gonna give it up, no.
The tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me.
Please join us here on Just Measures Radio Network for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m.
Pacific Time.
It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.